You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. A good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each week on Thursday for Cinema Chat. And welcome back, and good tidings to you.
Yes, absolutely. We're really ramping up here at the old State Theater to get it open a week from tomorrow.
That's right. It is getting so exciting. It's right around the corner. And in fact, on Friday night, there's going to be something very special that takes place.
That's right. At 6 o'clock on Friday, we're going to relight the State Theater marquee. Now, the State Theater marquee in 2012 was named one of the most distinctive North American marquees in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Right.
And it led the deck of marquees that were listed. There were 27 of them that were selected. One of them also included the Fox marquee down at the Detroit Fox Theater. And both theaters, the Fox and the State Theater, were designed by C. Howard Crane. The State Theater's marquee is particularly Art Deco in appearance. It's covered with neon, as well as we've replaced the incandescent, except they're now LED bulbs, that ran the entire width of the facade, 123 feet. And those will chase, and the marquee will chase, and the we've refurbished the letters for the marquee. So on the first, come to the Michigan Theater, get yourself a cup of hot chocolate, and then wait around until about six o'clock. And
6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Flip on the marquee, and
it's great. It's history that has been brought to the future.
That's right. And yesterday there was an M Live article where they dug up the original Ann Arbor News article about the opening of the State Theater, and it was written about 2 weeks before the theater opened, the reporter said, there's no way this theater is going to open. Or it was just a few days before they were going. There's no way this
it
is
seemed like it was in a state of disarray.
There's at least 2 weeks of work left, and then it opened on time. We're exactly in the same position. So it's
going to be a long weekend, huh?
It's very exciting to be me right now, but not the way that you would want it to be.
So beyond the lighting of the marquee tomorrow night at 6 p.m., then next week we start getting into the real, true grand reopening.
That's right. Well, tonight is also Midnight Madness or Moonlight Madness down in the downtown area.
Friday night.
It's going to be an exciting time to be downtown anyway. Lots of things going on in the streets, stores open. It will be very bustling, so it'll be great to flip on the marquee in that kind of environment. And then a week from Friday, on December the 8th, we're going to open up with a bunch of really great films. I'm so proud of them. The Square won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. Disaster Artist is a film that's about The Room, which we're actually playing on Friday night, which is this Tommy Wiseau film, which is just terrible, but it's got such a great cult following that it does hundreds and hundreds of people every time it's shown. Seth Rogen and James Franco. James Franco plays Tommy Wiseau, they do a fictional film version of the making of The Room. And then we're showing Destined. And Destined was directed by Qasem Bashir, an Ann Arbor native, graduate of Huron High School. And yesterday, congratulations, Qasem, it was announced that his new film, Destined, was made a couple years ago, and it's just being released theatrically, which is why we're so glad to have it at the State
Theater.
Sometimes
it takes that long to get a deal.
Absolutely. But his new film, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, is premiering at Sundance
it
this
made
January,
the list.
And Qasem is going to be here for the showing of his film Destined, so you can see his film that played at the Cinetopia Festival. It was a great success at the Cinetopia Festival. Has played festivals all over the country. He's getting a theatrical release right now, and you can come to the State Theater
one
of those screenings and congratulate him on his new film, A Boy, A Girl, and a Dream, being premiered.
That's pretty rarefied
Sundance.
Air to have your film selected for Sundance.
Absolutely, it's great. Continuing with the films that are playing at the State Theater, Human Flow, which is Ai Weiwei, that great Chinese artist's first documentary film about the refugee situation around the world. There's going to be midnight films. We're going to do films from 1942. You're going to get to see the Art Deco-inspired theaters, four four screens, the restored Art Deco lounge, and we're very, very excited all the way around. So you can get your tickets online if you're a Michigan Theater member, and in just a couple days, you're going to be able, the general public's going to be able to buy tickets. The only way you can come to opening night on the 8th is if you're a member. So if you're not a member, become a member, and you can get tickets. But all the seats are reserved. That's how the State Theater is going to be. That is the trend in movie theaters right now, is reserve seats for all shows. So all shows will have reserve seats, which is cool. That means you can make your arrangements in advance. You know exactly where you're going to sit. You don't have to rush into the theater, place your coats, and then, you know, go to the concession stand.
Have you done any of the audio testing at the theater yet?
The projection and sound equipment's being put in right now. It's a state of the art.
You're
going
to share next week with Cinema Chat listeners where's the sweet spot is. Where exactly do I need to reserve my seat for the very best sound?
Well,
quality?
You know, the people's psychologically, people like to sit 2/3 of the way back, and you try
in
to
the center.
In the center, and you try to arrange it that way. But you know, literally, these theaters are relatively small, 135 seats.
And with state of the art sound technology, it's going to be good all the way around.
It's good all the way around. Big screen. And anyway, we're just so excited, so proud, and we're very proud of Kasim Bashir.
And
we'll talk a little bit more about Sundance.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater and, of course, the State Theater as well. And take it away.
Yeah, so A Boy, A Girl, and a Dream is part of the next series that was announced at Sundance just yesterday. Kasim Bashir is the writer-director of A Boy, A Girl, A Dream. And he started out to make a light romance, and it ended up being a little bit different than that. It's a romantic drama set on the night of the 2016 presidential elections. It stars Omari Hardwick and Megan Good, and a small role for the Black-ish creator Kenya Barris. It's a fun love story.
Is the election the center for the romance or the drama?
Probably not the romance, but definitely the drama.
That's what I kind of figured.
But there is a boy and a girl, and then the dream is a little bit different.
I'm looking forward
to
it, and it's always great when you see a kid from the local school just go on and do tremendous things, not only in this industry, but all industries. But this is special.
Yeah, and he's made a lot of films, 3 feature-length films. So we are very proud and the serendipity of doing his film Destin.
As this announcement comes out.
It's amazing. So,
yeah, that's great.
Yay, and all of Kasim's friends and relatives in the area will also be beaming right there with Kasim.
So what else can we glean from kind of the announcement from Sundance about the film lineup? Is there a particular focus or things that seem to be coming to the fore?
Well, Sundance usually announces various categories week by week. This year they released all of the feature-length films at once. They have 110 films that are showing, 99 of them are world premieres. And Sundance has had a history among major festivals of featuring a more balanced lineup of films in terms of female directors. So this is something that they've been advocating for many, many years. So women's issues and Black Lives Matter highlight the diverse lineup of independent films.
Good.
That will be
more perspectives, the better.
Dealing with the contemporary concerns. Our friends Trevor Groth, who's the program director, and John Cooper, who's the festival director, have talked about the fact that usually it takes a couple years for filmmakers to really get into the contemporary zeitgeist. So the contemporary political situation is something that you'll see hitting at Sundance a year from now, because the films that are playing this year were essentially made in the previous year. There's also a new category of independent episodic TV that they're going to announce next Monday.
Oh, interesting.
Which is pretty interesting.
Well, they say that TV are better than movies right now.
Yeah, well, then they're wrong. There's a lot of great TV going on there. There's a lot of great movies. Something that's really interesting to me is that the number of submissions has shrunk just a little bit. Now, last year they had 4,068 feature-length films that were submitted. This year they had 3,901. So, I mean, it was...
Now, to be on the selection committee, is that a volunteer position or is it a paid position? Because that seems like a whole lot of work
free. Well, it literally takes hundreds of people to go through these because they have multiple people watch them. And then Trevor Groth and John Cooper finalize it. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Go check it out. We've still got Lady Bird, the Greta Gerwig film that's just doing great business. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Frances McDormand's performance is loved by everybody that sees this movie. Loving Vincent is still playing, almost every day, but not every day, in the Florida Project as well. Both of those are going to be in the awards mix. And The Room is actually playing December 1st. So come down to the lighting of the State
the
Theater Marquee.
Ever
and then after that, at 10 o'clock, go see The Room. And then the next week, you can go see The Disaster Artist. And we have Frozen Sing-Along, which my granddaughter is going to be super excited about. And that's on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And then our free holiday film is at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And it's Miracle on 34th Street, the original 1947 version.
Go see a movie. Go to the Marquee lighting up Friday at 6 o'clock as part of Midnight Madness in downtown Ann Arbor. And then be prepared for the grand reopening of the State Theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, under the lighted marquee of the State Theater.